So how does your offense change now with Aaron Rodgers out and Seneca Wallace in?
It changes a bit, but, you know, guys just going to have to step up. You know, everybody knows what they're doing out there, and, you know, they're just going to have to go out and play.
We got to talk to a couple guys today that know you pretty well. Damian Square, who played with you, and Benny Logan, who's played against you. Damian was telling me that it's interesting to him that you're viewed as such a power back in the NFL that he always thought of you as more of a finesse back, not in a bad way, but that your spin move was really the best part of your game. How do you see that?
I don't know. People view things different, I guess. I was with Square for 4 years, so he obviously knows me better than, you know, most people. But, I don't take it bad one way or another. They're both positive to me, I guess you could say.
If you look at your production since week 5, it's been up there, the best in the NFL. Is it the result of you being healthy or just getting comfortable with the league?
It's just getting comfortable. Just getting familiar with the playbook and allowing the game to slow down and just come to me instead of me overthinking and trying to do too much.
So when did it start to click for you?
Pretty much after the concussion. I came back, you know, I took my time and, you know, just pretty much focused on the game itself and, you know, it started to slow down and I was able to use my natural abilities.
It looked like after Aaron went down, you guys had a fullback on the field more frequently. Are you running the ball more out of those sets with the fullback on the field?
I really don't want to answer that. I can't tell you exactly what we're doing, but we have a good game plan going in this weekend. You know, we just had to work with what we had at that moment.
What have you seen from the Eagles' defense?
They had great defense. They're good all around the ball. You know, they have a lot of different looks that, we have to get used to seeing as running backs as far as their blitzing and, you know, where they're coming from and what kind of blitzer is that person. So it's definitely going to take a lot of film study just to get familiar with them.
Are you surprised Square is here? He was not drafted, obviously, into the NFL. Are you surprised that he's made it?
I'm not surprised, man. Square, he's a great athlete. You know, he gives it his all every time he gets an opportunity, and, you know you're going to get 110% out of him every time. So I'm actually, you know, happy for him because he didn't get drafted, but he did end up somewhere, and, you know, he just gets to showcase his ability.
For years, like, the Packers have been known for, you know, being kind of a pass-first team and everything. So what's it like this year to kind of see, like, a pretty good balance between the pass and the run for you guys?
Being able to add another dimension is great. It keeps the defense guessing. They can't just sit back in two shells all day and play the pass. You know, now they have to actually respect the run. So I think the running back core, you know, did a great job at, you know, adding the other dimension to this offense.
Do you have any good stories about facing off against Benny Logan, Alabama and LSU?
Nah, I don't have no stories, man. I just go out and play.
Between Jeff Stoutland, obviously Square, you got Ed Manowitz here, D'Amico Ryans. Is it known down there that there's a big Alabama connection up in Philadelphia?
Wait, can you repeat that?
There's a lot of Alabama people here with the Eagles. Is that something that's known down in Tuscaloosa?
I don't know if it's known or not, but, I mean, something you could just notice. Alabama is doing pretty good as far as getting people into the league.